of us. "Stop," he yelled. Chris and I turned together, watching as the uniform became clear. "Wait," she called to the girls below. "It's a guard." We stood on the steps, breathing heavily. He finally reached us, gasping himself.
"Sorry, ladies. The rebels ran as soon as the shots were fired. Weren't in the mood for a fight today, I guess."
Sylvia, running her hands over her clothes to smooth them, spoke for us. "Has the king deemed it safe? If not, you're putting these girls in a very dangerous position."
"The head of the guard cleared it. I'm sure his majesty."
"You don't speak for the king. Come on, ladies, keep moving."
"Are you serious?" I asked. "We're going down there for nothing."
She fixed me with a stare that might have stopped a rebel in his tracks, and I shut my mouth. Sylvia and I had built a friendship of sorts, as she unknowingly helped me distract myself from Maxon and Aspen with her extra lessons. After my little stunt on the report a few days ago, it seemed that had dissolved into nothing. Turning to the guard, she continued, "Get an official order from the king and we'll return. Keep walking, ladies." The guard and I shared an exasperated look and parted ways. Sylvia showed absolutely no remorse when, 20 minutes later, a different guard came, telling us we were free to go upstairs.